We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Wait a minute, you're telling me an eagle can swoop down and take a kid off of a soccer field?
It's unbelievable.
When I lived in Texas, I had a small dog, and I would always go out with her because I was always afraid of a hawk or something coming by and taking her away.
As you should. That always happened to us and me.
So.
Yeah, for a small baby, absolutely.
So what's the situation? You're tweeting out the video. Is it a small child? Is it a baby? What's going on? Did you grab it by the diapers? Is this a thing that I now have to worry about?
Yeah, it's a human baby.
It's a
human
baby.
Child. Probably two.
A man child.
Wow. And flew off successfully? Like, or did it drop the kid?
Did not throw. Okay, I'm getting a better look at the human child now. Maybe slightly over a year.
Yeah.
Sitting there in a nice grassy.
Minding his own business.
Grassy field. This eagle.
Yeah.
Comes in, grabs it by the hood, takes it, flies with it about, let's say, 15 feet.
How high in the air does it get?
About 3 feet, three and a half feet, and then drops the child, the human child.
So it was an infant? Like how many, like in a baby carriage, you said?
No, it's just sitting
on a grassy knoll.
Oh, my God.
Are the parents nearby losing their minds?
Are you retweeting it on yours, Chris?
Depends which one I'm hooked up to. Oh, my internet stinks, so this might take a minute.
Are their parents running, flailing with their arms behind, trying to get the kid back? What's going on? I gotta take it.
Yes, to answer your question.
Oh my God!
Panic mode.
I'm gonna get this out.
The child. Yeah, somebody already sent it to us. Oh yeah, we got it here. Here it is. Is this it? Somebody just sent me the video. This is like a whole minute. Golden eagle snatches kid, a baby in Montreal. I'm watching it. They're like watching this whole eagle just cruising around. Oh, and it picks up the kid. I mean, they're just sitting there admiring the beauty of the eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it comes, swoops in and gets the kid. Now it's bad video because the camera is facing the grass while they're running after the baby. And there he is with some sort of knit hat toboggan. Here's a slow-mo.
Which we're seeing the feet. This is like watching.
This bird has a wingspan of about 6 feet.
Kid
is airborne. Kid is airborne.
Wow. Here's a slow motion. This is unbelievable.
Wow.
That
would have been a big lunch.
That eagle is big.
You know, their claws are strong, man.
Well, talons. It makes you think, like, what would happen if, like, a pterodactyl were still around today?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, we'd be like.
Like, you'd have to be on the lookout. I would think a pterodactyl could pick me up.
Like, if you're a caveman just minding your own business, walking down Tamiami Trail, and all of a sudden. Here comes a giant pterodactyl. Yeah, you got to be on alert.
No, I refuse to believe that's fake. I refuse.
Oh, it's not fake.
Oh, that looks legit.
I mean, there's shadow.
That's not that uncommon. That eagle's huge. That's not that uncommon. If you can pick up an animal, a dog, or a smaller animal, it happens.
Man, the approach. The eagle. You know what the thing is? They're videotaping this eagle just flying from left to right in the sky, admiring it. That eagle had already zoned in its move, circles around, and then accelerates down to get the kid. What is that, Tickle Me Elmo? What's he wearing? All these things we parents have to worry about.
Oh, man.
What now?
This is NPR. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. Never. You know what? I'm not reporting that.
What? Are you retracting your eagle story?
Well, somebody tweeted or texted in a link from NPR. Pay for radio, please. Skeptics were right. Three students studying animation, digital design at Montreal Center NAD. Uh-huh. The school says they made a video that's gone viral because it looks like an eagle snatched a baby off the ground to fly away with it. But they say that it's not true. It was a digitalized class project, not a real snatching.
That doesn't look like a digitalized project to me.
So we just wasted 8 minutes of our show?
Well, I think it brings up a bigger question here.
Yeah.
what would you do?
Panic?
Nothing you can't do.
I'd run as hard as I could and try to tackle my kid.
Slow it down to about...
The frames look a little shaky at the
end. It looks a little fuzzy right as the Hawks come in or the Eagles coming in and snatching.
I feel like I was duped.
I'm looking at the shadow. I'm looking at it right now in slow motion.
Hey, they do good work.
Well, that's not... I mean, Toy Story looks really real, but that...
No, come on. This is... He has him for a couple of seconds, and then it's slow motion of him dropping to the ground.
We're getting repeated texts that it's fake video. All right. I was duped. On to John Gruden.
I'm deleting it.
No, by the way,
I'm deleting it.
Must be miserable to live like that. You see a cool video, and you immediately go to, it's not real. Nah, there's no way it's real. It's a doctor.
I think it's real.
Live a little.
I think it's real.
Have fun.
I think it's real.
Pete. The video wishes is to believe it's true.
No, I think it's real.
All right. By the way, who is our winner for our ninth caller for WWE?
John.
John, congratulations.
John in Naples.
We go, John.
Apparently, Chris didn't hear me as I went to break and I left.
Well, the phones light up. I'm like, what the hell is happening?
He yells down the hall. Craig, are we giving away tickets?
I said, what's going on? Chris didn't hear me. I didn't hear Pete's Tecmo Bowl thing yesterday that I just repeated again on the show today.
Huh?
We do a show here. It's a talk show when we don't listen to each other.
All right, listen to this. Okay, Oakland City Attorney Barbara J. Parker announcing the city is filing a federal antitrust and breach of contract lawsuit against the Raiders, the 31 other teams that make up the NFL, and the league itself. Parker accused the Raiders and the NFL of boycotting Oakland with their, quote, illegal move. And here is her statement, and she's sticking to it. The defendants brazenly violated federal antitrust law and league's own policies when they boycotted Oakland as a host city. The Raiders' illegal move lines the pockets of NFL owners and sticks Oakland, its residents, taxpayers, and dedicated fans with the bill. The purpose of this lawsuit is to hold the defendants accountable and help to compensate Oakland for the damages the defendants' unlawful actions have caused and will cause to the people of Oakland.
I want to get to this for the rest of the show, but first I got to ask Chris, who's that lady host?
Can I say Fox?
On your soccer. Is that her name or is she a Fox?
Her name's Abby, I think.
Okay.
She's...
All right. Continue, Pete.
You can't. Excuse myself. Anyway.
I was distracted by the flat screen TV in the studio.
The news release wants to accuse the NFL of using threats of relocation to demand public financing for new stadiums in addition to using its cartel status to undermine the competition and generate fortunes for themselves.
Kate Abdu.
All at a significant cost to taxpayers. It's worth noting the lawsuit is not asking the court to stop the Raiders from moving to Vegas. It's asking the court to award the city with the maximum amount of damages available. Oakland Councilman Noel Gallo said that the city could win up to $500 million, but winning the lawsuit is no sure thing. They really want to just pay him $80 million for the renovation.
If they win $500 million, they could buy the team from poor Mark Davis.
I'd sell it.
Absolutely. Fact. All right, Chris, could we hear the from Sound Street? We had some sound bites there from John Gruden. Before I set this up.
But their last game is against the Broncos on Christmas Eve. It could be the last time the Raiders play in Oakland.
Yes, it could.
Amazing. Yes. It could. Yes. That's John Gruden.
So John Gruden was holding a press conference, acting all surprised that Reggie McKenzie got fired, right? And we asked Adam Schefter about this earlier today. He's on our show every weekday at 3:30.
Every Tuesday.
What did I say?
Weekday.
It'd be nice if he's every weekday. Yeah, every Tuesday at 3:30. And he very strongly insinuated that John Gruden is lying about all this. Mm-hmm. All shucks, I didn't know this was going to happen. We're close buddies. He made it seem like Mark Davis fired him the night before after the game when John Gruden went home. Let's take a listen. Here's Gruden, surprised by McKenzie's firing.
This is all, somewhat surprising. There have been a lot of speculation and a lot of rumor coming out of here since early in the season. You don't know what's real, what's smoke, what's fire. You really don't. But we have made a change, and we have to respond, and that we will.
What's real? What's smoke? What's fire?
Put that on a t-shirt. I love that.
Sounds like a song from the 60s.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, baby.
What's real? What's smoke? What's fire?
Oh, please don't.
One thing's for sure, I'm a liar. Boom!
Wow, you pulled that one out.
No, seriously. I mean, how can John Gruden
wasn't bad.
Sit up
bad.
There and make that statement with a straight face?
There's
and
more.
Again, I'd like to see how many people challenge this man with any type of follow-up questions.
All right, there's more. He insists that there was no disconnect between he and his buddy McKenzie.
I'm not going to sit up here today and talk about any disconnect. We were connected. We are very good friends and very connected. I'll leave it at that.
All right. No.
Thanks.
He actually didn't leave it at that. There was no disconnect. They're friends. And then, I mean, it is going to be. Wait till we hear McKenzie's side of this in a little bit.
You think we will?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chris wants him to come to the Dolphins and run them.
Who?
You. McKenzie.
McKenzie and
I think he can
write
a lot of the wrongs that one Mike Tannenbaum has caused. Paying Bobby McCain.
You want some more Eagle fun facts?
Yes.
Greatest is from the 239. Thank you. Greatest weight carrying capacity record is in the is the bald eagle by lifting a 15-pound mule deer.
I've seen that
bald
before.
Eagles generally weigh between 4 and 6 kilograms. I don't know what that means because I'm English. Although some have been
roughly double it.
Okay. Although some have been found both below and above this this range. Some Alaskan eagles recorded with weights well over 7 kilograms. But you can pull up a 15-pound mule deer. Fact.
Yeah, which just mean, why wouldn't you be able to pull up an 8 to 20-pound baby?
Yeah.
I think that's not a big deal.
Remember Ant Baby? The Costanzas Ant Baby? How old was Ant Baby when she died?
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. The yeah, you talked about your dog. My dog was stalked before by a hawk.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
Got to be careful. Here?
No, in Massachusetts.
Wow. They got hawks in Massachusetts?
Oh, yeah. About 3 years ago. Yep.
How about the harbor?
In the hawks.
No, it was not in the harbor. It was in the woods in the winter. Walking her. Yep. We saw this. Saw this thing come flying at us. Oh. It looked like a UFO. And then he just perched on the telephone pole.
Yeah.
And stared down at us. I picked her up.
Good move.
You know, anything can be a UFO.
Unidentified flying object. It can be anything. I mean, it can be a rock. It
doesn't have to be a saucer.
It landed.
Yeah. I can throw a rock at your head and you can't identify it.
You can throw your mouse in a second if your computer doesn't work right. That's a UFO.
My computer's working fine today. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
Lucky you.
Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Tim in Naples. Yabashima to Shepherd. Hello.
What's up, Tim?
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good. What's happening?
What's on your mind?
Good. I was just in Las Vegas last week on business.
I went to
a Las Vegas Knights game, and if you ever get a chance, because it's like pro hockey on steroids. It's a show. Mm-hmm. It's not hockey. It's fire. It's smoke. It's bass making you jump out of your seat. It's unbelievable, and everybody out there is all in on the Knights. But you ask any cabbie, you ask any pit boss, they could care less about the Oakland Raiders coming to Las Vegas. They can't stand them. Can't stand their fans. They're not organic to Las Vegas like an expansion team is with the Knights. They're like a retread. It went to Oakland, L.A., back to Oakland, now Vegas. They could care less.
Well, Tim, you know, I mean, I'll take your word for it, but we've heard just the opposite from some business owners anyway. I mean, you're going to put the look, winning solves everything, Tim, you know.
Understood. Absolutely. If they win, they'll probably do well. But everybody I talked to that was, you know, working, living in Vegas, they weren't real excited about the Raiders coming at all, especially when you consider that they kind of held the town of Las Vegas hostage. And I was ignorant. I just assumed, well, they've got all the casinos. They can afford it. The casinos are in a different county. That's not downtown Las Vegas proper that's on the hook for the stadium.
Really? All right.
Absolutely.
That's pretty interesting, man. Right, what were you doing? Oh, you hung up on. I wanted to find out more about the trip to Vegas.
It sounded like you were wrapping things up. You said,
I was
wrapping up
the sports portion, and I wanted to get down to business on what was going on at Vegas.
My only thing about Vegas now, the hockey team, it's new, it's exciting. It is a show. There's no doubt about it. They're the eighth seed right now, and they'd make the playoffs as an eighth seed. All I'm saying is I think that, you know, the show and the glitz and all that stuff, if they go into a little dry spell here, I mean, just too many other things to do. That's all. It's a hot commodity right now.
Well,
no
I
doubt.
Want to know who's going to Vegas games. Is it Vegas people or is it people in town?
But that's fascinating. I think it's both, a combination of both. But I think it's more tourists, don't you?
I would think
going?
So.
But I know they sold
but
a lot
if
of
I'm going to
tickets.
Vegas, I'm not going to Vegas to see a hockey game. I'm going to Vegas to do Vegas. And mm-hmm. that's why I wonder if more local yokels are going
well,
to
Well, maybe,
nights
but
games.
That's what I'm saying. It's a hot commodity now, but if and they were spoiled because of how far they got last year and an amazing season. Obviously, came in a whisker of winning the Stanley Cup, which would have been unbelievable. But I think if in a situation like that, if you get too much too quick, and then you have, you're the eighth seed, you may not even make the playoffs this year if they don't. And then next year, what are the expectations? And all of a sudden, I'm saying it starts to fade just a little bit because there's too many other things to do in Vegas. As you said, there's too many other things to do.
Like next year, there's going to be empty seats at Foxborough.
But no, but I thought but it was fascinating what he said about
the
Raiders.
For the local, what is there to do in Vegas? Because you can't live in a casino if you live in Vegas.
No. Could.
You could.
No, but there's a lot. But there's a lot of
turn out well.
But I'm saying this. You're thinking, but you got to look at it. You know, am right. I going to spend say $300 to $400 on a hockey game, which is that's what it'll cost if you're going family of four, yep. or am I going to use that and go out to dinner and see a show?
But if you're a family of four, are you going to see a show in Vegas? I don't think
well,
so.
No, but it could be any. It could be an adult show. It could be a kid show. There's so a magic show.
But
it could be a lot of things.
Is it's such a different thing for the
right now
resident.
It is. Absolutely.
It'll always be different. Yeah. I mean, until they get an NBA team there where it's literally 160 nights a year where you've got some sort of sporting event going on, it'll always have that newness.
I think you're right.
Not right.
Yeah, maybe. It maybe. But then, you know, you look at like UNLV basketball and. You know, it's a little better now, but they went through a bad dry spell after all those Tarkanian years and. And even after that, when Massimino went there was still a little bit of excitement. Then they had a bad dry spell, let's be honest. And I don't think the atmosphere was – I mean, the Shark Tank, everything else, all that stuff was all new. And that's college basketball.
I'd be saving up all my money right now to buy me some Raiders tickets because they're coming. 2 more years.
I don't think looking at a market, you would say, oh, Tampa for sure works – or hockey for sure works in Tampa.
No.
But it does.
Well, it does because they're winning and they've been pretty. It does work. It has worked there.
But Vegas has been winning. They won last year. You just said it. If the season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs.
Yeah, as an eighth seed. And but they're
so hot and cold, Pete Shepard. Let them have it down here once in a while. I know you don't know what that's like.
I'm saying is I think
90s Patriots.
I think it'll wear off. Nothing would be the 90s Patriots. I think it'll wear off.
The 90s Patriots
if
would
they
beat
lose.
Nothing.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they could get right back to the top by the season. But I'm just saying, I think it's a hot commodity right now. But it's not like the Raiders where it's only 8 dates out of the year. You're talking about 42 dates in the NHL. Hmm. And if a team is not going to win consistently, eventually they can – all the fireworks in the world aren't going to bring fans in if they're not winning. But they're a ways away from that.
The Red Wings haven't won in a while. They bring in fans.
That's because they're the original six and real passionate fans, except for you.
Taking on Washington tonight. See? I'm up to it.
I think people going to Vegas, 239 says, can spend a few hours at a football game and not miss the numerous offerings of Vegas. Yeah, I think because that's only 8 dates a year.
It depends if you're only there for a day or are you there for a 4-day weekend. That's the difference. That's a big difference. Big difference.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm there for a 4-day weekend, I've never been to a Vegas hockey. I'd go, but that's different. I'm not your typical, the casual fan. The casual fan of sports, or even if you're not a hockey fan, will probably go this year and last year because it's new, and it's different. But I'm saying eventually that wears off.
239-337 ESPN. Let's go to the phones. Bob in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hey guys. Hey, the biggest thing I've heard, which I think reason why the Raiders will be really successful in Vegas is all the away teams, people are going to go want to see their team play at a brand new stadium and make a weekend out of it in Vegas.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
for the first 5 years or so, there'll be tons of people who will fly there for that weekend for that big game. So they'll get such a good away crowd there.
Yeah, no, totally agree. Totally agree.
All right, thanks, Bob. Chris, let's use you as a test. So the Dolphins, fins up. They're playing their first game in Vegas of the year 2023. Are you booking a whole weekend to go?
Yeah.
More Dolphin fan. Will it become a bigger version of what's going on with the Chargers and their 25? And obviously, the stadium's going to be bigger. But I could see the Raiders, especially if they're mediocre to not good, like I think they're going to be when they go to Vegas. It could be like road games for them. They may have more away fans for the reasons that caller just brought up.
They might.
At least initially.
Now, Chris, the last two times you've gone to Vegas, you don't remember any of your trip.
I remember the beginnings.
The flight, the airport, and then
waking up.
And catching your flight home.
Yep.
Was it worth it?
Yep.
Adam just tweeted out, NFL told its teams today, next year's salary cap in the NFL projected to be between 187 and 191.1 mil.
Oh, it's so 177 this year, right?
It goes up 10 more million.
I could buy me an extra offensive lineman right there.
Goes up another 10 million.
Boom.
Booyah! That's how you get better.
Yeah, I'd go to Vegas to catch a Fins game.
Oh, God, yeah. I'd go to Vegas to catch any game they were playing. I didn't care who they were playing.
Yeah,
I'd go to Vegas to watch the Lions lose. They always lose on the road.
Wouldn't even go to the game.
There's going to be slot machines and...
Oh, slot machines. Table. That's a sucker play right
there.
No,
no, no. But I'm talking about in the stadium. It's all going to be...
Oh, you know you're going to have slots. You know you're going to have slots.
I thought they said no, that wouldn't be allowed. Or
I don't remember that.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't think that's true.
All I know is there's a lot to do in Vegas.
Wait till we have our first Super Bowl in Vegas, baby. Super Bowl in Vegas? Get out of here.
Well, it's going to happen.
Oh, I know.
It has to. It's
a Stone Cold Lock. It's a new stadium.
It absolutely has to happen.
Yeah. Right after we have that one in Los Angeles. Pretty nice stadium whenever it gets built.
But now I'm thinking about going to Vegas. Thanks, guys.
All right. Keep that on your brain.
Now the Raiders are seriously, they are getting sued by the city, and the league is too. And there is a chance that Christmas Eve against Denver might be the last time they ever play in Oakland, because if Raiders have said if the city sues them, they will not play there next year in the Coliseum.
There are perfectly good stadiums in St. Louis, San Antonio, San Diego,
Charlotte probably.
Sure, LA can take another team.
Well,
Mexico City.
The grass.
Oh, don't tempt the NFL with an international team. Send them to London.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Do a potpourri. How about two games in San Antonio, two in San Diego?
What's that, like the Expos that one year before they were
potpourri.
The Nats?
Exactly.
Well, they played some games in Puerto Rico, right?
Yep, they did.
Oh, sweet.
Yep, they did.
All right, more NFL chit-chat. We still got a bang on the Steelers and the Vikings, if I remember correctly. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men just call him Sir. And it's Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole downtown. Better than old King Kong.
Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd. Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. Friday's show, this time on Friday, 2 to 6. We are going to be out at the parking lot of Walmart in Estero off of 41. Pairing up with Toys for Tots. We're going to help collect some bikes, brand new bikes, new unwrapped toys, gifts, cash, cards, everything. If you can get them right there at Walmart and then drop them off, we'll collect them and make sure that they get distributed to those that are in need for the holidays and make their holiday a little brighter. So that's Friday's show, and we'd like you to swing on by and help us out if you could.
Absolutely.
All right.
I believe the cluster's goal is 300 bikes.
300 bikes.
Yeah.
And are we spotting them 50? Because there's a bunch. I haven't been in the other the pit yet.
Yeah, well, it's nice. Beasley Media Group is donating. It looks like about 50 out there.
That's really cool.
Awesome.
You haven't ridden one and broken one yet, have you?
You have no recollection of that, Senator.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
We have spent a lot of time talking about John Gruden today. also, the big news out of last night's game in which the Seahawks beat the Vikings 21-14 is Mike Zimmer fired his offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, who was the quarterback's coach for the world champion Eagles last year, just not working out. And according to Adam Schefter, apparently Zimmer wanted him to ground and pound a little bit more running, and DeFilippo wanted to do some more passing. problem in between is Kirk Cousins and $84 million, and the dude can't throw downfield, right?
He can throw downfield. He's afraid to throw downfield. He's not accurate. I mean, I know he's got 24 touchdown passes this year, but the other thing was that Bobby Wagner got away with blocking a field goal that should have never been allowed. Brad Allen, you should be suspended for your job.
Officiating's been horrible this year.
Been terrible. And afterward, I mean, clearly he put his hands for leverage. You can't jump over anybody. You can't use your players at the line of scrimmage as leverage, even if you're not getting a running start. That's the rule. Brad Allen blew it. Didn't explain himself afterwards. And then Mike Zimmer, which we forgot to talk about earlier, Mike Zimmer after the game says he didn't see the play. What do you mean he didn't see the play? Even if you saw it on replay, you had to see it. It's a gigantic, gigantic scoreboards. What do you mean you didn't see the play? I mean, honest to God.
That's a page out of the Ty Lue book. You can't talk to the media right now. Just say, I didn't see it. I'll catch it on the film.
And now Kevin Stefanski, the quarterback coach, who's now the OC with the Vikings, is going to have total autonomy, according to Zimmer, who said today he has complete control of calling the offensive plays. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Is Zimmer not piping in at all on the headphones saying, run the ball here?
I don't know. They are completely seem discombobulated. It's banged up where they are a little bit on the offense. I get that. There's still too many good position players there to be that inept on offense. And I think if you're a Dolphins fan, you're going to catch this team at the right time. I really believe that. I think they're going to give them all they can handle on Sunday. I really believe that.
I just think with Kirk Cousins, and I questioned it at the time and I question it now, $84 million guaranteed. You had Case Keenum. It's the same thing. Somebody texted earlier. No, Case Keenum threw fewer interceptions. I don't have the numbers in front of me. They're the same player. Take your $84 million and go shore up an offensive line. Mm-hmm. Go get a pass rusher. And as Chris said, the salary cap's going up another $15 million next year. Yeah. Go get another player.
At least 10, but maybe more. Yeah.
Don't tie it up in a quarterback that is an average quarterback.
He's so lucky he got right place, right time. I did not understand why the Vikings had to do what they did. And Case Keenum isn't doing that much better with the Broncos either. I mean, it's been okay.
No, they're a train wreck.
Yeah, well, they're better, but they're less of a train wreck now than, I mean, I thought when they beat the Steelers, they had something going, and they've just faulted.
Let me ask you this. How valuable was Pat Shurmur as the offensive coordinator of the Vikings last year?
Well, baby, that's
MVP.
But
he can't do squat with Eli Manning and Odell Beckham Jr. and Saquon Barkley.
No,
they're better now.
But what did Adam Schefter say? Why was it not working with DeFilippo? He wasn't running the ball. Yeah. Go look at what Saquon Barkley's done.
He's running the ball.
He's running the ball.
And OBJ didn't even play Sunday.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't play on Sunday. Imagine if he did.
All right, so maybe it was a bad hire or bad fit, as they say.
Yeah, and
although Mike Zimmer is probably the most difficult person to work with in the NFL, he's a tough guy. He's a tough guy to work with.
He's had two offensive coordinators fired in 3 years, midseason or later.
And how many kickers?
By the way, Bailey, the guy from Dallas, has done after the first day, the first game. Yeah. He's been disappointing.
Okay, which franchise's kicking woes have cost them more? The Chargers, the Vikings, or the Bucks?
I'm going with the Vikings without even thinking of it.
I'd go
Chargers.
Vikings
I'd go
have Chargers, lost two Primo playoff games in my memory.
Oh, yeah.
One was their first miss of the year in the NFC Championship game back in the whenever, in the old-timey days, 1990s or something. And then, 5-6 years ago in the Ice Bowl, when they're playing outdoors at the University of Minnesota Stadium.
Yep. And then, last year, they just can't kick field goals.
Yeah.
And Dan Bailey was good with the Cowboys, right?
He was very solid.
We all thought he was going to, be that missing link for the Vikings this year, but I don't know.
It's a good question, though. And then the other team we're trying to figure out is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger gets a bruised rib, disappears for a quarter and a half for an X-ray and a shot, comes back, doesn't go into the game quite yet. That has to go back into the game, and their stories aren't lining up as to why. They said, the X-ray machine couldn't be read, or they had to wait for the shot to kick in.
He sat out three series before he came back in. It's a lie. It's another. They were talking about being in the rhythm and in the flow of the game, and yada 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 with Rudolph back there, Mason Rudolph back there. Come on. And Tomlin changed his story three times already in the last 24 hours. So
See, that's the iffy part.
By the way,
story's changing.
Just and besides Gronk and that mess up, obviously, against the Dolphins at the end, but Gronk, in all seriousness, had the best game of the season. I was surprised at the way Miami kind of let him do his thing. And if you're a Steeler fan, I don't have to tell you this, but in six games against them, he's got 8 touchdowns, 39 catches, and 664 yards.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. But besides the what he did, what he didn't do on the last play, he had a hell of a game against the Dolphins. That was the best game of the year by far.
No matter what Gronk does for the rest of his career, no matter how many rings he gets, how many touchdowns he scores, doesn't he will matter. Be known for the defensive gaffe.
No, you
in
won't.
The miracle
mishap.
In Miami.
No, I give him a total pass. No, I don't give him a pass because he dogged it. I told you, I've tweeted out that, won him, but he had no business being out there. No business being out there at all.
That's Grumpy Face's fault. Belichick.
Oh, he's Grumpy yeah. Face.
He's Grumpy Face.
Tom Brady's
saggy face. He's
Saggy Face.
Let's get it right.
239 says, as a Viking fan for 50 years, can't agree with you guys. More great show. I mean.
Thank you.
Really, it's.
Stuff?
It is. And now, I mean, is all of a sudden Kirk Cousins going to, is Kevin Stefanski going to be the missing link? I mean, all of a sudden he's going to, the light goes on and shines? Or does it continue to struggle? Does Zimmer continue to, I mean, how are you not on the same page? And you can't tell me Mike Zimmer can't take over the offense.
You got
and could be more imaginative with the scheme.
You got 3 games left. You got a new offensive coordinator who's cutting his teeth for the first time in an NFL game this week with a quarterback that's meh. It's tough.
And the Dolphins that lead the league in interceptions.
Are you all right in there, by the way?
Phone. You just break another phone.
No. He just dropped the phone.
You did, didn't you?
I was getting ready to vote on a poll.
Whose poll?
NBA on ESPN.
What was their question? Because we didn't have one today.
The last Raptors-Warriors meeting gave us an OT thriller. What do you want to see again tomorrow? Tweet hashtag KD drop 50.
Oh, please.
Tweet hashtag a Warriors loss. Tweet hashtag Kawhi scores 37.
That's what you do when we're...
or tweet hashtag just want to see OT. I want to see Kawhi drop 37. There you go.
I want to see Steph Curry say that a man landed on the moon.
NASA called him up.
I know that's a fact.
I don't want.
We had a deal with Kyrie Irving for a year with the flat earthers, and now we're saying, now Steph Curry says,
that's the
moon landing.
It's the first question I'm asking a point guard if I'm thinking about drafting him. Do you think the world's flat? Did we land on the moon? Because if you think either one's not true, I'm drafting you.
Yeah.
There's clearly a correlation between asinine thoughts and being a great point guard, scoring point guard.
Yeah. Like Dwayne Wade.
Shooting guard, a pure shooting guard. Pete and I had a good conversation off air. Paul Pierce.
No, absolutely. He's got to be
right
in that
there. Yeah. I'm not going to say one was better than the other. Wade was clearly a better defender than Pierce. Pierce had the all-around offensive game where he could take the game beyond the three-point line.
Neither are no Joe Dumars.
Wade couldn't do that. Joe Dumars, please. The most overrated GM in the history of basketball.
Fact.
He came into a championship team and tore it down.
Why would I argue? We drafted Darko.
Joe Dumars.
We won a championship and had the number 2 pick in the draft, some funny business like the Celtics do every year. And
he's a farmer now, by the way.
I mean, acquire draft picks.
Win championships and still have like the second pick in the draft.
Don't draft number 1 flops like Fultz. See that idiot go away? Get Tatum, who's outstanding. Win games like last night. No Hayward, no Kyrie Irving, no Horford, no Baines.
Yes.
Boom.
It's very
standing
annoying.
Ovation for Davis.
I have
18,000 people on their feet for a player on another team that everybody knows sooner rather than later he will be a Celtic.
See, 407 says Paul Pierce is a small forward. That's what I always
had the presumption of,
but he did play a lot of shooting guard. He's a hybrid.
Yes, he is.
So back to your previous point, I have one checkmark left in my broadcast career. I've done national radio, major markets, NFL football. I want to do a year with Pete Shepard where the Bruins, the Celtics, the Red Sox, and the Patriots all
Wait a second. I've been there, done that, my friend.
1990.
Been there? No, there wasn't. No, it was later than that.
Oh.
It was 97? Later than that. Not for all, but when you have to go to the Garden every day and the Bruins and Celtics were dead last in both their respective sports, do you know what that's like? To have
violin.
Go morning shoot-arounds, go to work, do a four-hour show, go back to cover the game at night, at the time, drive an hour and a half home. And then go the next, and the Olympic break, or when they had the, it was even worse.
I can't do
they're
it.
They're there every day watching right. 5,000 people.
We're late.
What you got next, Sheeman and Shepard?
I win.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
What you got brought to you by our friends at Duncan Diamonds, Southwest Florida's engagement ring specialist. Visit duncansdiamonds.com to find the location nearest you. All right, I got a couple things for you. First of all, on this date, December 11, 1981, was the last fight of Muhammad Ali's storied career. The 39-year-old lost by unanimous decision to Trevor Burbick.
Oh, that was ugly.
Yeah. And I got some dinner for you here. McDonald's is preparing to launch cheesy bacon fries nationwide 2019. You know, McDonald's fries are good.
Yeah, but let good enough be.
Cheese is good. Bacon is good.
I don't think they're going to pull it off.
All together. They've been doing it already in select markets in Hawaii and California, and it's been a hit. Basically, I've seen it. It looks like a Chinese food box container. You know, the little box you get, and it's got fries in it. It's all cheese all gooey all over it, and then
what
just
kind of cheese?
Bacon
like
sprinkles.
Liquid cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
That you get.
Yeah. Liquid something McDonald's cheese.
No, thanks. Nope.
Make if you were own. Hungry enough, you would try it.
I'd make my own much better.
Okay.
Could use real cheese.
All right, Pete Sheffer, what you got?
Definitely your mix.
Made a quesadilla last night. That was good.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds really good.
Real cheese.
Yeah. Well, the sober streak is over for one Dennis Rodman. NBA star admits he fell off the wagon and started drinking again, but now says he's still focused on cutting booze out from his life. He entered rehab after a DUI arrest back in January and has openly talked about the difficulties of going sober. He slipped up in the past 2 weeks and hit the bar scene in Newport Beach, California, tells TMZ Sports it was a mistake. He's now going back to AA meetings in the hopes of staying sober. Rodman says he had stopped going to meetings because they got boring. Hey, at least he's honest.
I'm rooting for the worm.
Go worm.
When I lived in L.A., he got arrested in Newport Beach like every other day. It was in the news. Dennis Rodman arrested again in Newport Beach.
Why'd you stop going to AA? It's boring.
Boring.
Boring. It was stupid. Step 9. Always hated step 9.
Unbelievable.
Not me. I mean, that's,
what's step 9?
That's a line from Seinfeld.
Oh. Anyway,
you got to apologize. Remember the bulbous head through the sweater?
Oh, yeah, that was James Spader in that show.
Yes,
it was.
Yes, there you go.
Yep. You're right.
All right, Chris, what you got?
He wouldn't apologize.
Emma Coronel. She is the LA-born Mexican beauty queen who is the wife of El Chapo.
Ooh.
She went on the stand today.
Ooh, tough gig.
In New York?
Yep. She said that she has never seen her husband doing anything illegal.
Of course not.
Right. She went on to say that she dreams of a peaceful life with her family, including her husband and their twin daughter somewhere far away. Oh. And she blames the U.S. media for making her husband too famous and building up the El Chapo image as a notorious drug kingpin. And I, for one, have no reason to think she's not telling the absolute truth. I think she's telling the truth. I mean... Think about it, guys. We built this up. I side with her. I'm serious. You know, you could think that I'm just saying this because I'm on, you know, airwaves where somebody could be listening. No. I don't think it was El Chapo.
No, but do you think she believes the words coming out of her mouth?
No. I think she fears for her life.
Okay. All right.
I believe her.
You believe her?
She's got a trusting face.
Does she?
Sure.
Is Mrs. El Chapo a nice... looking lady?
La Chapa.
La Chapa. All right, that'll do it. Spain and Fitz coming up next for Chris and for Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman, staple of the show. Great job as always. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you tomorrow. God bless America!